Welcome to Drive Time, a community connection to the Valley. This is an interview series that focuses on the nonprofit organizations of the Mount Washington Valley and keeps you up to date on their latest and greatest. This presentation is being broadcast on 93.5 FM WMWV, Magic 104, Today's Hits, and Easy FM 95.3. It's being brought to you by Cooper Cargo Chant and Leonie McDonald and Roberts. My name's Gino Devaney, and this evening we're talking with Miranda Sandahl of the Freedom Village Store. Miranda, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, and thank you for all the work that you're doing with the Freedom Village Store. For numerous years, you guys have been helping out residents of Carroll County, Freedom and beyond. And just in case, before we even talk about what's going on, just in case, let's set the scene a little bit. If there's somebody out there that maybe hasn't heard of what the Village Store is doing and all about it, I'm talking about what you guys offer, your location. Kind of give us a 411 on the Freedom Village Store.
Okay. So back in 2009, we opened as a nonprofit and made the decision we were going to serve our community. And we didn't know quite how that was going to shape up, but over the years, we turned into an artisan gallery where all the items that are made here are made very, very locally. And when the pandemic hit, we thought, well, we can't stay open. I mean, everything's closing down, but how do we still serve our community? And one of our board members, Bill Carney, came up with the idea and said, why don't we distribute groceries? And I took the idea and I ran with it because even though I'm about to turn 40, I'm the baby in the community, and everyone else kind of had to go and protect themselves and stay in their homes for a variety of reasons. And that's what we've been doing. We have slowly grown our offerings and what foods we have, and we come straight to your door, we drop it off, and come back to the store and go from there.
Wonderful. And let's talk about those products, because you mentioned groceries, but that can mean numerous things. And I know you guys have a little bit beyond groceries as well. So what type of products is the Freedom Village Store offering?
We have milk from right in North Conway, Sherman Farm glass bottled milk. We have eggs from right here in Freedom, from a variety of farms, a couple of them, and some from the North Conway area, Wakefield. You know, we had to expand a little bit because the demand got so high. Mm-hmm. But we've been able to meet that by growing our group or our collective of different farms. We have, starting this week, fresh produce from the farm by the river. And we have orange juice and ice cream and pies and pastries and local meats from right here in Freedom. So there's pork and hamburg and bacon, and then from Tamworth, from Hank and Heather Letarte, White Gates Farm, we have their chicken that we have to offer. Honeys, I mean, the list is about 5 pages long.
And people can check out that list, of course, at freedomvillagestore.org if you want more details on really anything that we'll be talking about during this interview. And one key word that you kept on saying over and over, Miranda, is local. That's obviously very important to you guys and what you do.
It is. It's critically important. You know, the mission was always to serve the community in every possible function that we could. You know, we wanted to stay with items that put money back into our local artisans. And that way, we're showing not only the local talent and everyone's skill, but we're also making sure that they are paid adequately for what they're producing and what they're doing. And it's allowed us to have really amazing, unique gifts and items, but also really fantastic foods and local foods that you know where they're coming from, you know how it's produced, how it's made, and you feel good about buying it.
And it supports that locality that the Valley and Freedom and Beyond is known for, which is really great.
Yeah, exactly.
Very, very cool. Before the pandemic, the Freedom Store was almost looked at as kind of a place of socialization. I know a lot of people like to gather there, whether just to grab a coffee or a few groceries, but it was a little bit of a social spot. And for you guys to be able to do the store to delivery options, you mentioned it earlier, that was a big deal for you because you wanted to continue to outreach to your community. Like you said, most of the residents had to stay home because of safety precautions.
Exactly. You know, socialization is really important. It's been proven time and time again that it leads to longevity of life. And, you know, having that human connection is really important. And with the pandemic, a piece of that was taken away from everybody. It just wasn't as easily accessible anymore. And by being able to do this, we might not be able to give our neighbor a hug, but we can wave to him through the, you know, pane of glass on the door or the window. And we can say hi to each other that way, or talk through a window if we're sitting in our car or something. And that way everyone stays safe, but we still have a pulse on how everyone's doing and what's going on.
You can't do that without volunteers, and I know you've had quite a few of them work on your team, from drivers and everything else. Talk about that experience and maybe the protocol that they went through to make sure that they were going through this pandemic safely.
Yes, we're following all social distance protocols and making sure that masks are worn, nobody goes in each other's homes, you know, if you know what I mean. Like, when we drop your groceries, we literally drop them on the porch. We don't walk in through the front door. And we maintain the 6 feet distance. We check in with everyone. A lot of people were quarantined. You know, that whole 2 week quarantine thing is really important to watch for symptoms. And everyone's paying attention to all the small details to make sure that we're keeping everyone safe. We have 8 to 10 volunteers making this happen, between people who are making phone calls day in and day out to local vendors and figuring out how we get different foods in here, to people who are driving and delivering groceries.
Yeah, and you need all the help that you can get, I'm sure. So that's obviously greatly appreciated, all those volunteers that are taking their time to do that.
They're really fantastic and amazing. We're so lucky to have a community that is so caring and compassionate and dedicated to this mission.
It is pretty awesome. It's a pretty awesome place to live, no doubt about it. Miranda, what's the best way that people can reach out to the Freedom Village store? Say they would like to be on that delivery list, or maybe even if they want to reach out and volunteer, if you're accepting volunteers.
Absolutely. The best way to reach out is by our phone number on 603-539-3077. But we also have an email address, which is great, which is fvs@freedomvillagestore.org.
Yeah, simple enough. That's great. And that number again, 603-539-3077. And you can find out those details, too, at freedomvillagestore.org. Any plans for the future of the Freedom Village store? I know you guys got a lot on your plate and you're handling your things now. I know some stores are reopening in that direction. Any plans for the future of the Freedom Village store?
We have very strong plans. Reopening isn't something that is on the soon horizon, I would say.
Okay.
And the reason being that we have to look at our community, we have to look at our group of volunteers and figure out what is best for their well-being. And some of my volunteers are 90 years old.
Yeah, wow.
So we have to consider, you know, all the ramifications of that. So what we're doing is we're continuing with the delivery service for as long as the community needs it. And we're also redoing the entire inside of the store at the same time. So when we do come back, it's going to be fresh and bright and new. And we have a little party planned and everything. But we're really watching what the governor is putting out for rules and regulations and step-by-step procedures. And we're looking at what is best for everybody that's involved to keep them as safe as possible.
Yeah, safety's number one for sure. That sounds fantastic, and that's great news. Before we part today, do you have any final words for everybody, something to take home from the Freedom Village store?
Well, we're here to serve everybody, not just Freedom. So it's important to know that when Jennifer Molin came out with this whole idea of bringing this building back and creating the Freedom Village store as a nonprofit, it was really for outreach. It wasn't just for Freedom. It was for every surrounding town. And we're here to help. Just drop us a line and let us know how, and we'll do what we can.
Excellent. And that is freedomvillagestore.org. And again, that number, 603-539-3077. Thank you, Miranda, for all that you do, you and your team. We appreciate the time. Thank you for the Freedom Village store. It's awesome.
Thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate being able to fulfill this mission.
That's Miranda Sandahl of the Freedom Village Store. Please remember to check out freedomvillagestore.org for all the details on everything Miranda spoke about this evening. Once again, I'd like to thank our sponsors of this program. That's Cooper Cargill Chant and Leone McDonnell and Roberts. And I'd like to remind you to check out all of our previous episodes of the show at WMWV.com and ConwayMagic.com. Also, I'd like to mention, if you are part of a local nonprofit organization and would like to be featured on Drive Time, please send me an email at gino@wmwv.com. That's gino@wmwv.com. For now, this is Gino Devaney signing off. This has been Drive Time.